Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. So glad to have you here again. Today, I wanted to talk about something. I got inspiration from J. Cole's album, K.O.D. If you ain't got it, go get it. And it's choose wisely. He keeps saying that throughout the album. And I think it's a very true statement because I feel like a lot of us have decisions. And everyone has choice. And with choice, we can choose the right way or the wrong way. And I truly believe that, you know, God can show us a way. And we could decide to go our way or go our own way. Go our way or go his way. And whether you believe in God or not, I think everybody should believe in karma. Whereas, you know, as to if you do good, good will come to you. If you do bad, bad will come to you. So choose wisely. And you should definitely choose wisely, like far as job, relationship, finances, because if you choose a job and you're miserable and you hate it, it could spill out into your home life. If you're in a relationship and you hate it, it could just really depress you and put you down. And if you have kids in that relationship, it could be taken and put onto them, and they could see things that they carry in their life because you chose to be in a bad relationship. With your finances, if you buying stuff and you know you can't afford it and it's really messing you up and you're wondering why you don't have no money, you're like, well, damn, what happened to me? And I mean, that's another thing. I have some family members and stuff like that, or people I talk to that, you know, they're like, hey, well, I don't know why all this stuff happens to me. I never did anything to no one, this, that, third. And I just feel like a lot of the time, I mean, nobody likes to know that they're the reason they cause hurt or pain or anything. But we all have to acknowledge our shortcomings in life, because in order to grow, we have to acknowledge the things we've done wrong. And if someone that we've hurt wants to remind us of it every day, we have to eat that. That's not a healthy thing, but that's, you know, their decision whether they want to bring it up until y'all make it right. And when we run away from these things, it doesn't help. It only hurts us. Like, I had situations, like I talked about in the podcast before, as to where I didn't want to say things to my parents because I feared I would lose them. But in me saying things, I did lose them for a short amount of time, but I gained so much more, and I gained so much more of myself in going through these situations and these shortcomings with them. But, with that being said, I feel like I unlocked myself because I feel like stronger mentally and emotionally. And, you know, it's really important to love yourself, because, like, back to the relationship thing, you truly cannot love someone else until you love yourself fully and truly, because you'll be down. And then if somebody is chipper and you're in a bad mood, you throw things off, and that throws the whole relationship off. So, you know, you really got to love yourself and know, like, you know, we all have decisions. We can decide whether we're going to be sad or are we going to suppress things and hold it in and not talk about it. Or we could decide that, hey, maybe I should talk to someone about it. And I think therapy is great. I think it could be very expensive. But, you know, like, talking to my wife every day is therapy for me. Talking to my mom, talking to different people, a stranger, could be therapy, because they could be relating, or they just give you something that you needed that day. So that's one thing. You know, we all just really got to know that, like, we are not perfect. All of us is working hard every day, but we have to acknowledge what we've done wrong. In order to move forward, we have to know what role we played in, you know, doing things wrong in the past and things of that nature. Also, in J. Cole's album, K.O.D., K.O.D. is hard as shit. He talks about heaven being a mind state, and I think heaven is a mind state. It is, like, you know, personal heaven for me is just like traveling with my wife, and sometimes, like, we love the beach, both of us. So, like, if you just sitting there with her and, like, not doing nothing and listening to God's creation, just of the ocean and the seas and the birds and the people and the sand, and just, like, it was funny because when I went and got engaged, I did it on the beach, and I gave some speech about, like, yo, you know, our relationship, you know, it's kind of like the ocean. You never know where it's going to end. And my wife, it was terrible because I was nervous as shit. My wife thought I was breaking up with her. So just show the ring for anybody wondering. Just do that because the speech is going to be all fucked up. But the ocean and the beaches has always been like a personal piece of heaven for me, man. It's just so much peace there. I could sit there all day and not really do nothing, man. And like, but also hell, you could be living in your own personal hell if you allow, like, you know, things like, you know, well, my relationship is bad, school is too hard, and I mean I can't get no money fast enough, this business is not working. We all, I think, in some little ways could suffer from some sort of depression, because when you're trying so hard and getting no results, we all live in a results based world and we want results, but it's hard as fuck when you're not seeing any results. But later on, if you keep at it, you will see those results. But I mean, if you in a bad relationship or you always losing money or this or that, you feel like you're on your own personal hell. But we need to get to heaven. We need to have that heaven. We need to have that peace. We need to have that internal love. And we also just, I mean, the accountability of that. I believe in God. I believe that God gives us chances. And what we do with those chances, we really have to, you know, live with that. Like, hey, like if I get in a car accident and I get all banged up, and I walk away like I'm good, and it's because I wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The next time I get in a car accident, if I'm not wearing a seatbelt again, I'm not going to get too many chances. But whether you believe in God or not, everybody should believe in karma. And as in what you give out to the world, it comes back to you. So I always want to choose to put out positive energy and love and happiness. And, man, just tell somebody, hey, you look nice today. And to, you know, like, make people laugh. And I just like to have a good time. Like, the life is really too short to be frowned up all the time. We don't need to be frowned up. Like, nigga, you can't be hard 24/7. Relax, bro. Let's joke. Let's get these jokes off. Boy, I'm on your head. Head ass. But, yeah, man. And just be the best you. Every day, we are progressing and learning ourselves and knowing ourselves a little bit more. We just got to be the best us. I mean, it's really hard waking up. You're tired. You got to go to work. You work for 40 hours a week and still don't have no money. But we got to find that peace and that happiness that no matter what, we're going to be happy. Like, money is a tool. Always remember that, because people make it their world. It's a tool and it's a necessity thing that we have to have. But when you make it your world, it's really nothing. I went to the drive-in, seen Infinity Wars. Amazing movie. Go see that. And I was like, man, I reached a point in my life where I don't get as happy as spending money on myself as to spending money on others. And they say, like, my nephews or whatever, they're like, man, this is the greatest time, man. And, like, all I want to do for summer is spend time with my family. When you find that peace, you'll know, too, that money is not it. Money is a great thing. And we all like that shit. Let me see. Let me have some money. And I'll let you know how happy I am. But honestly, the happiness come within, and we got to learn to love ourselves in those hard times. Like, we are dead tired. I know it's hard days out there, y'all. I know. It's really hard, but I'm telling you, if you stay peaceful, if you choose wisely, and if you make the right decisions, it is light at the end of the tunnel. I just think that it's a test sometimes, and you'll really appreciate things more when you go through some shit. If I struggle, when I get success, I'm not going to get back down there because I know what struggle is. But also, if I do get back down there, I know how to grind because I've been there before. But we ain't going back. We all moving forward. And things like a job. Like, a job is insurance to me. It's something that we need, but we don't necessarily want, or we're not really trying to use it. We all have God-given or inner ability to find something that we can do that can make some money. And I'm trying to do this podcast, so please rate and subscribe and comment and all that. But we have a lot of things that we're trying to do. Go do it today. You know that voice in your head. All of us have a voice in our head. Unless it's just me, I'm crazy. I'm cool with that. We have a voice in our head that says, man, do this, do that. Listen to that voice. The voice that wants you to do right. Don't listen to the voice that It's like, oh no, it's bad for you. Do push it. Push yourself. Don't listen to I'm tired. When I'm at the gym, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm tired. When I get off work, I'm dead tired. When I go to the gym, I get that energy. We never know. Will Smith had a great post recently. He said, God puts the greatest things on the other side of fear. And I'm not trying to push God and religion on nobody who don't believe. But it's just like, for you, there is something great. Sometimes quitting a job, and I wouldn't advise it unless you got a plan. But quitting a job can really, it forces you to figure things out. It makes you figure things out because you don't have no choice and you got to eat. So, you know, just be the best you. And really, in a relationship, if you're with somebody that doesn't uplift you, that really gets you down. And I'm not talking about y'all had a little argument today and now you like, fuck them. I'm talking about somebody who really, when you can't think back of a time that they really made you happy, then maybe you need to rethink that, because that's going to become a generational hurt. Because you're probably going to hurt your kids, and they're going to hurt this person, they're going to hurt that person. So really, it's truly important. People think it's stupid, like, oh, that ain't my best friend, we ain't got to do that, you know, I'm just, that's just my husband, that's just my wife. You should really and truly, honestly marry your best friend. You should. You really should, man, because it's like, y'all can tell each other stuff. I don't believe in, oh, I don't tell them everything. You should. Put it out there. Put your love and your heart out there. And all you can do is hope a good return. But you know you tried your best. But there's nothing more special on God's green earth, I'm telling y'all, than the one. Or one that's really going to be there for you. And one that was around when you struggled. And one that just made you happy when you were so down. There's nothing like that. So if you don't have that, it's time to leave. It is not easy, but it's time. And all I'm saying, choose wisely. The vibe of this whole thing is that we all know what's right and what's wrong, but we choose to ignore it and just follow things that we know don't sit right. Let's choose wisely. Let's choose the right thing. And most importantly, let's choose us. You know, sometimes people feel like, you know, I don't know why this person didn't reach out, that person didn't reach out. We all have to find that inner strength within us. That no matter what this world gives to us, whether it's life, whether it's death, whether it's sickness, whether it's anything, that I'm going to find the positive. There's nothing that you can do that shakes me. We have to reach that point in life. Because after Nina Simone said, true freedom is living life without any fear. And if you live life with no fear, it's a great thing, man. So this week, let's get motivated. Let's live with no fear. Let's set a simple goal of this week. I'm going to try my hardest that no one can fuck with me and throw off this positive vibe that I'm on. Nothing. You know, you're going to listen to some music. You're going to do what you do, whatever it is. We don't promote anything illegal. Wink, wink on here. You're going to just, you know, surround yourself with good people. I mean, that's always like a thing to me. If you got a good one, friend, stranger, anything, hold on to them. Call that person today. Tell them you love them. And just choose wisely, man. I don't want to keep y'all too long. But I really thank y'all. Got some great things planned for the summer. I really want to get some merchandise, but I really need y'all help. Please comment, man. Please, please comment. If you hear this, please comment or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, comment on SoundCloud, but and tell a friend. I'm trying to, man, make this work, man. I think I could do great things with this, and I think you could do great things with that thought you're thinking in your head right now. I think you can do it, man, and we just going to keep this little motivation. I'm tired of shit, but I just was like, fuck it. I'm going to push myself, man, because I'm choosing to really get this podcast at least drop once a week, and I'm probably going to drop more than that. But, man, please review on Apple Podcast app. Please write a comment on SoundCloud. I have an Instagram. I'm never on it. But I want to do some giveaways. I want to get some merchandise. Just, I need y'all help, man. I need y'all feedback. I need help from the people. I need to know what I need to do. So please comment on SoundCloud. Please review on Apple Podcasts. And please just have a great week, man. And let's get this challenge going between This Is Recorded family. The challenge is, man, nothing's going to break us this week. We're going to choose the right way. We're going to choose us, man. Because in this world, we came in this world, it was just us, and we're going to go, it's just us. But the people that we have on our side, we're going to love them. I love you to my wife, Shantavia Bullock, and I love you all, man. Y'all all have a great week. Know that you're beautiful. Know that you're blessed. And this is recorded. Peace.